From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. U.S. stocks are surging on a string of positive economic news out today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 243 points at 11,249. NASDAQ has risen 57 points. It stands at 2555, while the S&P 500 jumps 25. It's at 1206. Economist Hugh Johnson attributes the market's upswing on this first day of December to several factors.
The ADP report on employment was good, showing us that they're telling us that we've been adding more jobs than had been expected in the month of November. That's very good news. The ISM report, which is a report on the manufacturing sector of the economy, was a very solid report. The construction spending, which tells us a little bit about both public construction and housing, was a very strong report.
Private sector payrolls rose in November by the biggest amount in 3 years, though that's tempered by data from the consulting firm Challenger Gray & Christmas that shows a number of planned job cuts rose 28% last month, as Danielle Carson reports.
The report says employers plan to reduce their payrolls by more than 48,000 in November. But the bigger picture shows a dramatic improvement in the jobs market. Employers laid off more than 400,000 workers so far this year, compared to more than 1 million during the same period last year. Bank of America Merrill Lynch economist Neil Dutta.
The broader story is that the labor market is improving. There is a slow healing in the labor market. It's not nearly as fast as anyone would like. That said, it is improving.
Dutta says the problem is job growth is barely budging, and the economy needs at least 150,000 new jobs a month to lower the unemployment rate. The government's employment report, which comes out Friday, is expected to show job gains in both government and the private sector. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The White House is expected to announce a ban today on new oil drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Steve Newborn of member station WUSF reports Florida residents are breathing a sigh of relief.
Reportedly, the White House will announce that new oil drilling leases off the coast of Florida will be off the table for the next 7 years. The Obama administration had been considering a plan to open the eastern Gulf, but that's changed in the wake of the BP oil spill. Phil Compton of the Florida Sierra Club says Florida is different than other states along the Gulf because it depends upon clean beaches for tourism.
We have America's best beaches. The Deepwater Horizon situation illustrates very clearly that the risk to the backbone of our state's economy is just too great.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is expected to announce the decision this afternoon. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
At last check, Dow's up 247 at 11,253. This is NPR News. The eastern U.S. is bracing for more strong winds, heavy rains, and a possible mixture of snow from a system that has already generated tornadoes this week. Thousands of people in parts of the Mid-Atlantic and further north lost power, and parts of Louisiana and Mississippi are cleaning up from reported twisters that damaged dozens of homes. Tornado was also reported in Georgia. With weeks to go before winter officially begins, much of Europe is enduring an unusually early deep freeze. As Larry Miller reports from London, the weather is wreaking havoc with transportation. It is also blamed in several deaths.
Polish police say 8 homeless men froze to death in different parts of the country. In Bialystok, the temperature fell to minus 15 degrees Fahrenheit. There's been heavy snow in Ireland, Britain, and Central Europe, with 2,000 accidents on German roads. Major airports in Switzerland, France, and the UK were closed. At others, long delays. 6 Eurostar Channel Tunnel trains were canceled. Snow made many British roads impassable, with long traffic jams on others. Thousands of schools are closed, and there are avalanche warnings in Scotland. Since the bitterly cold weather blew in last week, Britain's top supermarket chain reports a surge in demand for whiskey and hot chocolate. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The White House is flatly rejecting allegations from the founder of the whistleblowing group WikiLeaks that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton ordered American diplomats to spy at the United Nations. Spokesman Robert Gibbs told NBC that Julian Assange's statements were, quote, ridiculous and absurd. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.